friends, it is going to be all right. It's going to be all right tonight. Here at the Powerhouse Church of the Presumptuous Assumption of the Blinding Light.
Oh, blinding light, oh, light that blinds, I cannot see, look out for me.
Yes, friends, welcome to Pastor Flash's Hour of Reckoning with Organ Leroy at his organ again. And the 50 voice St. Louis Aquarium Choir. I'm Deacon E.L. Mouse, but dear friends, in these days of modern time, when you can't tell the ACs from the DCs, well, aren't we all yearning for someone who can turn on a little stopping power? Dear friends, I mean a smoky glass. Don't you think I mean a lightning rod with which to chase these spooks away? Don't you know I mean our own pastor, Rod Flash? He's been up for a week, but he's coming down.
Thank you, dear friends. I'm down. I'm grounded, safe and sound. Trailing clouds of glory, I'm down. And I'm marching. Yes, dear friends, I'm marching to dinner. 'Cause God Almighty, I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry, safe and sound and hungry.
We're hungry!
Of course you're hungry. I'm hungry. We're all hungry, so let's eat.
Let's eat!
And he said the word, and we ate it. And what was the word?
Hot dog!
Hot dog, yes, dear friends. A mighty hot dog is our Lord. Ah, the glories of food. The communication of communion. Ethel and Rosenberg are passing among you now with the plates. I want you to pick up those plates and eat of those condiments there. I want you to
I sure am hungry.
There's
no cookies.
Glass of green maraschino cherries. Half a jar of mayonnaise. Oh, that's my recipe. Laughing cow cheese. Oh, Jesus. Why is my mouth dry?
I'm so hungry.
It's good to eat a friend, my friend.
There's nothing to
and
eat
the
here.
Comes down with the magic word. What is the word? The word is food. And we ate him. Eat!
Surrounded by a thin, thin, thin 16-millimeter shell. And inside, it's delicious.
I'll bet.
That's Arnie's whole beef halves we deliver. Thirsty?
That's me.
Wouldn't you like some of this old Filipino creamy coming in shorts and quarts?
Yeah.
And tubs of slaw.
Give me two.
Sorry, only one tub per family. That's whole beef halves. We deliver everywhere.
Offer not good after curfew in sectors R or N.
They never come up into the hills, guys.
This is the Hour of the Wolf news. Big light in skies later to appear in east. Sonic booms scare minority groups in sector B. And there's hamburger all over the highway in Mystic, Connecticut.
Good morning. Those are the headlines. Now the rumors behind the news.
Needs
here headlines. In a satellite report bounced from Concept 3 is reporter Felix Paparazzi.
And General
Secretary Ocelots. Poppers. Pineapples. Palumbras. Pizzas. Armenian Gardens. Thanks, Juggernaut. No Leviathan. Nick Swell.
And realize that antiseptic security precautions, but entertained, but when will we be able to actually see? Apparently not before his boat rate stabilized. Any inches is he now? As of an hour,
This is George Tire, Biter Camden N200R.
He has a full head of hair.
I want to order pizza to go and no anchovies. What? Man, nobody will come up here at all.
Which has manifested in the last Arius, Dr. General. Oh, not Arius. It's a matter of personal taste.
Adam 13's incipient negritude will come as a pleasant surprise to his honorary aquarium parents, Ralph Bunch and Ida Lupino.
Yeah, I'll bet it will.
In other news, final steps was taken in or near Washington to secure the merger of the U.S. government with TMZ General Corp.
Enough.
This former zinc bushing...
Come on up here if you want to eat. Come on up, darling. Don't be afraid.
Oh, that's weird.
I won't bite you.
Weird. Too much.
Is it too much, friend? Pull the curtain, friend. Look at this. Look at this steaming heap. Too much of admirable birds, correctly bound French fried chicken fingers. Too many cuts of Mother Baker's deep dish sheep dip cherry stone pie.
Oh,
too many
really looks
cups
good.
Of slaw.
Oh, no, no, man. I want more.
Then
more.
Take some, friends. Then dip deep, darlings. Take some pot buttered throat clusters.
Okay, man. You've been talking a lot. Hand them over here.
Here you are.
What? Oh, well. Oh, my God. You're still warm.
Say, thank you,
they're
friend.
Covered with. Thank you. This is amazing.
Say, thank you.
They're, thank you. Thank you.
With your mouth full, I'll talk. You eat.
Okay, I'm eating.
And
I'm eating.
While you eat, be assured, dear friends, that one of the two greatest guys in the universe, that great guy upstairs,
thank
is
you.
Thanking me.
Thank you.
As you are thanking me.
Oh, thank you.
Doesn't that change your heart, friends?
Don't certainly
you
does.
Feel your heart burning?
Oh, I can feel it.
Can you feel a change? Are you full? Don't you feel the changes, dear friends?
Oh, right on, Dale.
Are you changing,
I am wild about all kinds of fairies, black and blue and razz and straw and red. But most of all, I like to guzzle cherries.
Me too.
And I eat them every night in bed. I like to eat.
I like to eat.
I like to eat.
I like to eat. And no matter what it is, I like to eat.
And sing the praises of pistachios, and I eat them till I almost bust. And I also like pecans and cashews. Yes, indeedy, I sure love my nuts. I like to eat,
I like to eat,
I like to eat,
I like to eat, and no matter what it is, I like to eat.
I love oranges, apples, pears, and peaches. Anything like that will always suit. The desire so far inside me reaches that I'm simply lost without my fruit. I like to eat.
I like to eat.
I like to eat.
I like to eat. And no matter what it is, I like to eat.
I am always hungry for bananas.
Ah, Daddy.
So that it almost seems to be a sin. They're so good that when I'm all through eating, I still like to nibble on the skin. I like to eat.
I like to eat.
I like to eat.
I like to eat. And no matter what it is, I like to eat.
I know a chef in Albuquerque who excels in baking turkey. So when I want turkey, I go to Albuquerque. 'Cause I'm such a hungry man. There is a cook in East St. Louis who makes the most delicious chop suey. So when I want chop suey, I go to East St. Louis. 'Cause I'm such a hungry man. Duncan Hines, he ain't got nothing on me. I've been known to drive alone to Butte, Montana, to get a banana split. They got a fish house in Old Pawtucket that serves you steamed clams in a bucket. So for clams in a bucket, I go to Old Pawtucket, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. I take a train to downtown Philly, where I eat scrapple till I get silly. I also eat a lot there of the pepper pot they got there, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. I often fly up to the Maine coast to get broiled lobster with some plain toast. To keep from being melancholy, I munch a Mexican tamale, 'cause I'm such a hungry man. Shish kebab, that's one of my favorite snacks. Nothing beats a piece of pizza out in Laguna. I get my tuna fish. I met a gal in Tucum Carry, and she's the one I plan to marry. Now she was fat and not good looking, but when she started cooking, I'm such a hungry man. Duncan Hines, he ain't got nothing on me. Been known to drive alone to Butte, Montana, to get a banana split. I met a gal in Tucum Carry, and she's the one I plan to marry. Now she was fat and not good looking, but when she started cooking, that's where love began. 'Cause I'm such a hungry man.
Thank you. Come on. You guys want to get on with it, please? Come on. I'm waiting here. Come on. Come on. Oh, God. You follow these guys by the note. This is what you get. All right. Slow it down, guys. Okay. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap with your old pal KBC. And today we are featuring our annual Thanksgiving dinner. A couple of days early maybe for you. It's a week early for me. But I plan on doing enough eating that it's going to take that long to get it out of the way. You know what I mean. We started with the Fireside Theater from Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. That was Let's Eat! And let's eat! Okay. We're going to have some... not a very well-balanced diet today, but, you know, who cares about that? It's the holidays. I declare the holidays to have begun. We heard from the Sweet Violet Boys, also known as the Prairie Ramblers. That was I Love My Fruit. Louis Jordan, I'm Such a Hungry Man. And the Counterman's Blues from Alan Greer, Jake Holmes, and his former wife, Catherine, from the old days. And, all right, so I hope it brought your appetite. I got a little bit of wine and beer in the corner there if you want to help yourself. We have kind of a smorgasbord today. We're not serving courses. We're not having sittings. You just eat when you're ready and fill up whatever you want. It's all yours. So without any further ado, I'm going to go get my plate and bring a couple of napkins with you. And we'll begin.
Welcome you to the land of the free, on a state that will go down in history.
the dressing cold is for testing done. Remember, it's all the sweet as Indian pudding and shoe fly.
Biscuits down, please. Will you pass the biscuits down, please? I can't understand it. I go out and work and slave, and all my kinfolk do is play. Look at Uncle John down bar. He's had four biscuits already. No wonder he got four chins. And there's Aunt Lucy down at the other end. I thought she was gonna die. If she ain't had eight biscuits, she ain't had none. Excuse me, Uncle Bill, but will you please pass the biscuits, please? Will you pass the biscuits, please? Them biscuits sure is disappearing fast. I wish they would just look down this way. Maybe I can get Mary's attention. Say, Mary. Say, Mary. Will you please pass the biscuit, please? The only time they come down is for wedding, funerals, and reception. You take old cousin Jeff. I ain't seen him in 2 years. And he don't even know I'm here. All he sees is them biscuits. I don't want to reach over Betty, cause Grandma says that's ill-mannered, she said. But this meat ain't no good without no bread. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Oh, will you please pass the biscuits, please? I got enough taters and some yellow gravy. I sure wish they would just pass one of them biscuits. Look at it. It's almost finished and I ain't even started eating yet. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Say, will you please pass the biscuits, please? I don't know why did Emma put them biscuits down at the other end of the table. Hey, will you pass the biscuits, please? Hey, will you please pass the biscuits, please? Now there's one more biscuit left. Maybe if I get up and walk down the other end of the table, I might get that one. Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please. Say, no, wait, wait, Uncle Jeff. Wait, wait, please, wait. No. Well, I'll be doggone. He done ate up the last biscuit. I wanted the biscuit.
Gee, I'm hungry, but I haven't got much money, yet I weigh over 300 pounds. What will I do for lunch?
Hungry for lunch in an economic crunch? Tie on the old feed bag and lumber on into the Snack Shack.
Hunger Attack Snack Shack. Hunger Attack Snack Shack. Snack Shack. Snack.
For starters, try our specialty of the house, the Snack Shack Gut Buster.
Buster gut. Ooh, ah, take a chance. Snack Shack.
Three football-sized slabs of artificial beef, just packed with generous chunks of hot red peppers, chopped onion slices, and pieces of some kind of pork, dripping in our patented mackerel sauce.
Mackerel sauce, super balls, what's that pork? Snack Shack.
Still hungry? Well then wrap your lips around our all-new taste sensation, the Hog Dog.
Hog Dog, wrap your lips to Snack Shack.
2.5 pounds of sizzling juicy byproducts blanketed in 7 big ounces of processed bacon and microwaved to perfection.
Processed meat radiates Snack Shack.
Appetizers? Do you like good coleslaw? So do we. But in the meantime, try to hold down a plate full of the Cholesterol Kid Special.
Eat it up, hold it up, eat it up, Snack Shack.
A 1 pound block of salad-like things that you're sure to remember for weeks. Your roommate will, too.
This week's special, order a 4-pound chicken brick and get a free 96-ounce Shack Shake. Your choice of 3 delicious flavors, red, blue, and green.
Not available in Parksville, Linoleum Town, or the Industrial Mall.
Snack Shack, heart attack, FDA says stay away. Eat it up, hold it down, keep it down. Snack Shack, y'all come back.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage, flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming, gone from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some loving, you know the kind I need. Then serve them with your hugging, some coffee, some cream. Hot cakes and sausage, kiss me honey do. Cause your brand of loving brought me home to you. Put my pinto saddle down, said a sad goodbye. Said so long to pals in town, a tear was in my eye. I took a ship to Paris, France, stopped to see a vet. I asked her for a bite to eat.
She gave them crepes, Suzette.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage, will ya? Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage. Come on, flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming, gone from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. I took a trip to ancient Rome, traveling night and day. I got so lonesome for my home, Teresa, she would say. Oh, Cassidy, you are so belladonna. I asked her for hotcake sausage.
She gave them rigatone.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown, hot cakes and sausage. Flip them upside down, I'm so tired of roaming. Gone from town to town, made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. Plane took me to Mount Berlin, flew down through the sky. When we landed, I went in to see what I could buy. I found a big brown onion town. Your food is good, no doubt. I said, I'd like my hotcakes brown.
She gave him sauerkraut.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage, I said. Rip them upside down. I'm so tired of rolling, going from town to town. I made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some loving, you know the cat I mean. Then serve them with your hugging, some coffee, some cream. Hotcakes and sausage, kiss me honey too, cause your brand of loving brought me home to you.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't sleep. So I said, Reverend Billy, let's get up and get something to eat. Walked in the kitchen and there was weird noises coming from the frigid air. I said, Lord have mercy, something's going on in there. The door swung open. And friends, I saw the light. As my eyes beheld a most unusual sight. The black eyed peas were out for a stroll, and little Sara Lee was on a bigger roll. Mr. Arm and Hammer banged out a beat on a month-old package of mystery meat. Yes, the pork rinds danced with the lean cuisine, while the fat back snuggled with the turnip green. There were 7 kinds of mustard and 5 kinds of dressing, gathered round the Quaker Oats, waiting on a blessing. Over in the corner, a box of Velveeta spread a little joy with a lonely fajita. Mrs. Paul wagged a finger at the Chef Boyardee. He said, look here, you ain't nothing but an entree, don't get saucy with me. Friends, the oysters were smoking and the crab meat was quibbling. The eggs cracked up and the niblets was nibbling. It was dairy and produce, grains and meat. A food chain of fools with a crazy beat. Oh, look out now. And the crab meat was quibbling. The eggs cracked up and the niblets was nibbling. It was dairy and produce and grains and meat. A food chain of fools with a crazy beat. Yes, the chicken stood up and said, I want to make a clean breast of the situation. While Chuck Roast told the tenderloin, we gotta quit eating like this. The Alpha hung his head and said, oh, she's treating me like a dog. The Crisco cried, Lord, Lord, it's getting weird in here. Mrs. Hormel just shivered and said, it's getting mighty chilly. While the Wonder Bread just lay there loafing around. And the Smuckers jumped up and said, everybody jail.
I have alien C in me. I come from the tomato family. And if you have alien C in you, you'll be as healthy as can be.
Why, there's a great big storm a-coming. But storms don't bother me. 'Cause I'm just as strong as I can be. Why, my family's lived here on Farmer Davies' land for over 100 years. We just keep growing bigger and bigger each and every year, because he leaves us here. Of course, some of us go on to higher calling, and it's just about the greatest honor any vegetable can have.
Well, I come from the broccoli family, and I'm sure that we have more vitamins in us than you have in yourself.
Well, I have vitamin A and calcium too.
Well, I'm not quite sure what the broccoli family has in it, but I know it must be a lot more than you.
Why, here they come. Why, they're looking at me.
Why, they're gonna pick me. They're gonna pick me.
I just can't believe it. After all these years, they're gonna finally pick me.
Why, my mom will be so proud of me.
Swimming around feels a lot better than I thought it would.
Wow, this is lots of fun. I just can't wait to be a part of Farmer Davy now. This is the grandest honor any vegetable could have.
This is Captain Hook to tell you all about a brand new breakfast cereal. New
Sugar Loads.
It's a new fun-filled bowl of sugar-coated Loads, shaped like little cues, guaranteed to get you off on your way to work, school, or play. Go on, take a bite. And listen, they make your ears ring. New Sugar Loads!
From the Pillsburger Company!
Look! Inside of every box there's a free set of stereo headphones!
Whoa!
This is Captain Hook saying, get off
today!
With the sugar-coated cue! It's the fine breakfast food. It's new sugar food.
It's the
new sugar Loads. It's the smart new way to start your day from Pillsburger.
And now it's time for a visit to the Hobby Hut and your host, the editor of Wasting Time magazine, Mr. Hobby himself, Neil Clummer.
Well, thank you. And welcome to the Hobby Hut. And our guest today has a collection that will be the envy of all you hobbyists, I'm sure. His name is Parnell W. Gar. Now, I know that rings the bell with all you collectors of unusually formed vegetables and fruit. Mr. Gar, welcome, and could you tell us about your specimens, please?
I'd love to, Neil. My collection consists of odd-shaped fruits and vegetables. I'm forever reading about someone who's grown a Hubbard squash in the shape of an elephant. And when I do, I hop on a plane and get right out there and dicker with them and try to purchase it for my collection.
And I assume here that you brought some of your more prized specimens in these paper sacks.
That's right. There aren't any commercial albums for collections such as mine. And it does cost a pretty penny to fly around the country picking up this stuff. So I keep it all in 238 paper sacks such as you see here. And I brought some of the better items with me.
Well, I'm sorry that they don't have commercial albums for your type
of
collection.
I know.
But I see you all have them neatly labeled, though, as to where you got it, what you paid for it, what's in it.
Yes.
There's one there that has caught my eye as you were talking. It says, Well, what is that one there?
Oh, that one I believe is the carrot one. Yes, that is a cluster of five carrots grown from a single seed and joined at the top. I picked that up at a very good price from an old gentleman in Minneapolis. I think it says right on there, yes, $3.25.
Well, that's a good price to pay, you know, for five carrots connected at the top, all grown from a single seed.
Well, the old man needed the money, and he let it go cheap. Of course, it cost me $400 to fly from my home in Florida to Minneapolis, so I've got more tied up in that item than you might think.
Well, say, this other one there, it has a cantaloupe in the shape of a dill pickle. I find that that fascinating. I wonder, would it be possible for you, Parnell, to just take the tape off and let me look in and describe your specimens to the people? Would that be all right?
You mean you want me to open the paper sack?
Yeah, well, then after I show them, we can put them back and we can retape it. Very simple, do you think?
If you're sure you want me to.
Yeah, I'd love to. Sure.
Off like that. There you go. Cantaloupe in the shape of a dill pickle.
Oh, my God. Oh, hey. Oh, my God.
Why, I couldn't understand why you wanted me to open that. Some of this produce is 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Well, you can't. There's no way you can keep this stuff without refrigeration. Now, here's a tomato that grew in the shape of a chicken. Take a look at this. I'll just tear the top off for you. Well, you can get an idea there.
Oh, hey, I got it here. Oh, hey, that's worse.
That's older than the other one.
This is worse than the other one.
Well, it'll tend to do that when it's not kept under refrigeration. I couldn't see why you wanted me to open those anyway.
Well, Parnell. What you have here is garbage.
Well, I suppose you could call it that, yes. Of course, there's... I remember how it looked when I first got it for my collection. I saw it before it began to decay, and I'll always have that memory, you know.
I'm getting a little sick, you know. Could you tape it up, please, again, and put them away?
I'll take care of it. I guess this just isn't the sort of a collection to show in front of an audience.
Do you have any oil of wintergreen back there? This is really serious. Well, Parnell, I guess I want to thank you for coming by at the Hobby Hut. And it's time to say goodbye. And I'd like to invite everybody now to have a good day and find a good hobby. Oh, hey, that's real.
To come. It's called roast chicken face and fried duck feet.
I remember back in 82, the start of the depression. Things was getting awful rough back in the recession. We lived on a little farm with 14 brothers and sisters, working in the fields all day. My hands were full of blisters.
Things got even harder back in 84. Enough good food to eat. But that night for dinner, instead of eating meat,
we had roast chicken faces and fried duck feet. I'm so funny looking, 'cause you are what you eat. Mama always kept us fed, she never did forget us. Even when she died upon a bed of lettuce.
Thank you, Slim.
We were getting hungry on the farm, so Mama snuck into the zoo, stole a monkey's arm.
what you eat. Mama always kept us fed. She never did forget us. Even when she died upon a bed of lettuce.
Later on, I asked my mom, what's for dinner, Dad? That was the biggest meal we had ever had. I was eating rump roast. Sis was having a ball. Daddy kept us fed for weeks, 'cause he was so tall. And we had
roast chicken faces and fried duck feet. I'm so funny looking, 'cause you are what you eat. Mama always kept us fed. She never did forget us. Even when she died upon a bed of lettuce.
Everybody now.
Roast chicken faces and fried duck feet.
Yeehaw!
I'm so funny looking, 'cause you are what you eat. Mama always kept us fed. She never did forget us. Even when she died upon a bed of lettuce.
All right, kind of sit back and we'll have the benediction, as it were, which is where I get to come in and talk to you. That's the price you pay for showing up at dinner today. We already said grace, so we don't have to worry about that stuff. We did have the first Thanksgiving hoedown. That's what started that last set. That was Doc and Madam Good Vibes. I can't go very far in explaining just who the hell they are, but if you go to www.goodvibesmusic.com, that's one big word, Good Vibes Music, maybe that will help. I don't know. Good luck. Don't be scared. You can always come back. After that, we heard from The Perch, our friends from North Carolina. That was Butterball, and that's in honor of the turkey today that we're having. Andre Williams after that, Please Pass the Biscuits. We do have a shortage of biscuits today, so pass the biscuits if you would. Hot Cakes and Sausage was the Old Codger with his friend and our friend, our Stevie Moore. The Food Chain of Fools from the Right Reverend Billy C. Wirtz from the First Church of Polyester Worship. The Vegetables Song was Frances Baskerville. She's also known as the Singing Psychic. She's known for finding lost children and guiding them to safety through nothing but the powers of her mind. And we heard from Bob and Ray also from the Night of Two Stars collection. That was the Hobby Hut, the Vegetable Collector. And Roast Chicken Faces and Fried Duck Feet was the tunes. The tunes you might remember from Punk Polka many years ago, okay? So we also heard a couple of commercials from Travesty Limited and our other good friends Stevens and Gridnick. So I've been told to avoid the brown potatoes. The brown potatoes are bad, so stay away from them. You can't go wrong with the mashed potatoes and the spaghetti squash, which is very good today. And I'd like to thank my wife for helping in the preparation of today's meal. So let's just get back to it. We have the second course is about to begin, and I would advise you to eat a little more slowly. I've seen some of you pigging it down. That's no way to eat a meal. So let's just get back to it, and I'll talk to you again in a little while before we have dessert.
out in the dark, watching the ceiling falling apart. The air conditioner's been busted for weeks, so the smell of cooking seeps through the floor. I can't eat no more. Then one bit of bee is light as a feather, so the doctor's wired my jaws together. And I'm locked in the bedroom away from the food, so I lie on my back in the dark, in the nude. I can't eat no more. I gotta use a straw. But if the devil dragged me down to the kitchen, I wouldn't put up a fight. I'd gladly sign away my soul for a T-bone steak tonight. I feel like old Jackson in a Cadillac. I gotta weed a flapjack stack, a rack, a six-pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Click-clack, open up the hatchback. I can eat a bubble car or a pack of Mac. Powder cake, Big Mac. Guys, snack attack. Sausage, egg, and beans, and chips, and milkshakes, clam bakes, fondue, and dips, and sauces, horses, 17 courses of barbecue beef with asparagus tips, rashes of bacon and bagels and lox and tandoori prawns and a box of chunks, spaghetti with mussels, parma hams, and deep-frozen waffles with syrup and jams. My willpower's gone, I'm down on my knees, praying to the god of cottage cheese. It's no good trying, I'll never beat it. Cause if it moves, I'll eat it. So undo my trousers, let out the swag. Who cares, it's a snack attack, it's a snack attack. Like old Jackson in a Cadillac. I gotta weed a flapjack stack, a rack, a six-pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Click clack, open up the hatchback. I can eat a bubble car or a pack of Mac. Powder cake, Big Mac. Good God, it's a snack attack. How do you take an overdose or even pretend to do it when the last straw is the one in your mouth and you can't suck sleepers through it? No more, I can use a straw. But if the devil took me to Mexico to taste his guacamole, I'd gladly sign my name in blood and give him the keys to my soul. I feel like old Jackson in a Cadillac. I gotta weed a flapjack stack, a rag, and a six-pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Click-clack, open up the hatchback. I could eat a bubble car or a pack of Mac. Powder cake, Big Mac. Good God, it's a snack attack. Send me asleep on the floor, filled up in a corner, can't take no more. Armies of food invade my sleep, led by lasagnas 10 inches deep. My head is pounding, my heart is beating. Cows are mooing, sheep are bleating. I'm being haunted by all the meat I've eaten. And then a burger alarm goes off in my head, and I wake up screaming, am I dead or alive? And the clock says 5. It's only 5 in the morning, I'm covered in sweat. Am I hungry? You bet. Turkey's what I'm going through, cold turkey's what I need. But they hung a sign on my appetite saying, danger, do not feed. I can't eat no more, I gotta use a straw. Can't eat no more, can't eat no more. And they've even taken away the pictures of food I had on my wall. And my treasured collection of menus, they screwed up into a ball. In front of my face, they flicked it out of the window into the night. But they'll never unscramble the combination, they'll never get a bite. I feel like old Jackson in a Cadillac. I gotta weed a flapjack stack, a rack, a six-pack jack.
Salad and coleslaw, just to name a few. more. The second time, the same on his dish, except for a couple items. The first time that he missed, he polished all that off in no seconds flat. Then swallow a quart of fruit punch on top of that. But alas, said the Bohemian, that meal was out of sight. All I need now is dessert and I will feel alright. He had five scoop of ice cream smothered in whipped cream, plain cake, fruit cake, lemon meringue pie. He had jam tart, cream tart, coconut tart too, potato bread and cheesecake, just to name a few. He dropped from exhaustion and they pronounced him dead, and on the tombstone they placed over his head they wrote, five pieces of chicken, macaroni and cheese, roast beef, pork chop, rice and black-eyed peas. They wrote stew cum, crack cum, cum salad too, potato salad and coleslaw, just to name a few. They wrote five scoop of ice cream smothered in whipped cream, plain cake, fruit cake, lemon meringue pie. They wrote jam tart, cream tart, coconut tart too, potato bread and cheesecake, just to name a few.
Scenery. She can make a chocolate soda go. You ought to go around and dig it. When she's working at the spigot, you can hear her calling orders like this. Give me a ham white down and a burger wrap, cider slaw and a seven layer. OJ up, wreck two in a cup, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Give me a crippled beef on a load of hay, combo rye and a bottle of A. Coming through with a slab of moo and a boogie woogie blue plate. Draw one, draw two, get that coffee perking. Draw three, draw four, hold that mayo on the chopped egg working. Want a tuna wheat with a side of fries. 86 on the cherry pies, cider greens on the franks and beans, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Side of fries, 86 on the cherry pies, side of greens on the franks and beans, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Boogie woogie blue plate.
Look, there's one can of a Carnation brand tuna left in the store,
and,
is that right?
And two people who want it.
Okay,
right.
Let's just settle this like two grown,
okay,
mature men.
Fine. Mm-hmm.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe,
no,
it's mine.
Not so fast. Oh, I need this Carnation tuna because one can provides 100% of the minimum daily requirement for protein.
And
so
I need Carnation tuna because my two darling kids will leave home if they don't get it for lunch.
Oh, how old are they?
28 and 37
Give me
years.
The Carnation
we'll
tuna.
We'll flip for it.
Okay.
You want to flip for it?
No.
I choose heads.
Uh-huh, it's tails.
How about 2 out of 11?
I'm hungry for Carnation tuna. Just let me have
name the capital of Montana. That'll...
Idaho.
How'd you know that?
I want the carnation tuna. My family is hooked on it, and
I'm
not...
Pick a number from 1 to 100.
56.
That's right. You win another brand of tuna.
I want carnation tuna.
I have it. Listen, let's do this. We'll arm wrestle for it.
Oh, why not? You're only 4'10". I'm 6'7".
Or whoever can limbo under the checkout counter gets the carnation.
I got
the
carnation.
Delicious carnation tuna. Regular or packed in water for half the calories. When you see it on your grocer's shelf, you better grab it fast.
Okay, guess my weight. You want to guess my weight? Oh. Come on, I dare you.
Rattlesnake milk and buzzard eggs, mountain lion ears and wildcat legs. Put them all together and you will have the beginning of a Texas stew. Prickly pear sprouts and bramble joints, berry bush thorns and cactus points. Stir them in lightly and you will have the middle stages of a Texas stew. Add a little kickaboo joy juice and a barrel of dynamite. And when you feel the pot trying to break loose, you know you got the mixture just about right. Tough stuff you've got, leave it on the flames till it's bubbling hot. And if it knocks you out, you know you've got what the Texans call a Texas stew.
Hey, honey, you ain't scared of snakes, are you?
Me scared of snakes, and I was born in Texas. Is you a brand new food?
Well, child, you know we got buzzard legs and mountain ears and wildcat legs all mixed up in this stew. You know what a mountain lion is?
I used to play with them little old kittens when I was a youngin'.
You did? Got prickly pear sprouts, bramble joints, berry bush thorns, cactus point. You think you can stand a taste of that?
Just like throwing a rabbit in the briar patch.
You know, child, you in there? Add a little kickaboo joy juice and a barrel of dynamite. And when you feel the pot trying to break loose, you know you got the mixture just about right. Throw in any rough, tough stuff you got. Leave it on the flames till it's bubbling hot. And if the taste kills you, then you know you've got what the Texans call a Texas stew. How about hippo lips? Turkey tonsils? Gnat liver? Flea cutlets? I was born in Texas and raised in Texas. I ain't gonna eat nothing but a Texas stew.
Like sandwiches, small and neat, with spreads that taste mysterious. And though I like mine thick with meat, the difference isn't serious. Put whatever you like in the middle, between slices of tasty bread. Because whatever you put in the middle tastes better with tasty bread.
I make them small because I must eat lightly to grow thinner, while a sandwich to you has got to be a handy portable dinner.
Put whatever you like in the middle, between slices of tasty bread. Because whatever you put in the middle tastes better with tasty bread. Because whatever you put in the middle tastes better with tasty bread. Small and neat, with spreads that taste mysterious. And though I like mine thick with meat, the difference isn't serious. Put whatever you like in the middle, between slices of tasty bread. Because whatever you put in the middle tastes better with tasty bread.
I make them small because I must eat lightly to grow thinner, while a sandwich to you has got to be
whatever you like in the middle, between slices of tasty bread. Because whatever you put in the middle tastes better with tasty bread. Because whatever you put in the middle tastes better with tasty bread.
way down in Africa, a dalton in the jungle. You'll find a knishtak there who looks just like your uncle. The natives know him by the name of Jungle Yankel. He's like, oh, hi, oh, hi, oh, hi, oh, hi, oh, hi, oh, hi, all day they come to him, the quetches and the kranke. They come to him in sizes, kilte, breit and lange. He smells them on his mouth and then applies the bunkers. Oh, hi, ha, 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 he doesn't have a fancy office or a chain of nurse. He makes his pills right in a grosser tub. And if you get Pelé, it's hoy die Nessus ungestub. Jeder Hedgek evil hat hier auf die Kopf. He says, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, for those with pipic trouble, he prescribes hot knitches. From Wames, he makes a Michael that is real delicious. He even davens and he schneids at local brisses. Oh, hi, yeah, oh, hi, Mendel, may ship, bishop, bishop, bishop. Come, Mendel, give a blues. This boy can blues from North. Kempetor and Yankelek cooks hot cannibal soup. For ulcers he will chop some monkey liver. He don't belong to Blue Cross or a medical group. His diplomas from the Bwana Wana Yeshiva.
Good boy.
Ooh, ha, yeah, ooh, ha, Mendel may ship, bishop, bishop, bishop. Ooh, ha, yeah, ooh, ha, 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 folk, that'll make us do. Ooh, ha, yeah, ooh, ha, Mendel may ship, bishop, bishop, bishop. Ooh, ha, yeah, ooh, ha, ha, folk, that'll make us do.
With milk and make a rich thick shake. New grape shakes, new grape shakes.
Now Great Shake Shake Mix comes in two new soda fountain flavors. Dippy new chocolate fudge flavored Great Shakes and wild new strawberry flavored Great Shakes. Both turn milk into a real thick shake, so thick it stands up to a straw. Great Shake.
It's so creamy, thick and dreamy. Any place can be a soda fountain now. With Great Shakes, new Great Shakes. If you want your own soda fountain now, go to the store and get,
hey!
Great Shakes, Great Shakes.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to sell their quota, and the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see no potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the Java in Brazil. No tea, or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunking doesn't take a lot of skill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil. Hey, Pedro, get me the flashlight. I can't find the sugar.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am definitely full of it. Whew. I may never walk again or eat. Oh, that Texas stew. All right. Let me catch my breath here. We started that one with Godley and Cream, the Snack Attack. Godley and Cream were the guiding forces behind 10cc. And that brings up my favorite FMU memory. I was playing that very early one morning when an elderly type woman called me up very, very angry, apparently convinced it had all kinds of obscenities in it. And, you know, there's a lot of words in that song, so I can understand that. So she wanted me to read them off, which I just was able to do because, you know, they had the lyrics inside the record, and she just didn't believe me. No, there's something obscene in that song. Ma'am, the only four-letter word was food. So that's back in the days when they were trying to put us off the air up there in Stamford, Connecticut, or wherever that holy place is. Don't get me started on those guys. We heard from Eddie Minnis and The Buffet, Louis Jordan and Boogie Woogie Blue Plate, and Texas Stew. And I'm telling you, stay away from that Texas Stew. It doesn't look as good as it sounds at all. Tasty Bread after that, Whatever You Put in the Middle, from an album called, I think it was called Music to Bake Bread By. Bunch of bread-related tunes. The Knish Doctor was, of course, Mickey Katz. And the Coffee Song from Frank Sinatra. A little something to settle your stomach with. And we had a few things in there. We had a word about Carnation Tuna from Dick and Bert. And Great Shakes from the Yardbirds. The things they used to do for money back in the 60s. So, all right. So, that does it for today's meal. The holidays are here. Christmas is on its way. I tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen to me. So for the next 4 weeks, we're going to be delving into what is really my specialty, Christmas songs. I probably have between 6,000 and 8,000 Christmas songs here in the vastness of the KBC library. And next week, we're going to start shoveling back at you. So I hope you're ready for it. And those of you who have followed me over the years know that I make up a Christmas disc every year. I'm not sure if I'm going to do that this year, simply because this damn BitSlap takes up so much of my precious time that it's ridiculous. But I'll see what I can do, and if not, you'll be able to get them BitSlap-wise. You can always download these things and keep them and put them on discs. Here's a secret. Every KBC BitSlap product is less than 80 minutes, so it will fit on a CD. So you can do that. And if you're savvy and you have things like Miro or Audacity, you can actually edit out my pithy voice and just leave yourself with the music. I can't tell you how to do that due to restrictions in trade laws in 47 states. So, okay. So do tune in next week. And also, I want to let you know that right after the first of the year, we will have what is actually Elvis Presley's 75th birthday. Whether he's alive or not, I don't care, but we're going to make note of that thing. So we're scheduled up until the beginning to middle of January. So tune in next week. Here comes your mystery tune, and I don't know if this is the real guy or not, or if this is an incredible simulation. I can't see that he would actually do something like this, but then again, he did put out his own Christmas album this year, so who the hell knows? I'll see you later. Have a good one.
Same I am. Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them. Same I am.